After a week of living off the grid, Leilani Estates evacuees Rich and Corey Anderson were looking for more comfortable accommodations.
We have an empty cabin up in Mountain View that a friend of ours had, and it's got no water, no electricity, no nothing, nothing, not a stove, nothing.
The Andersons sought help at the Hawaii County Disaster Recovery Information Center. Here they were able to secure a restricted access pass to visit their abandoned home, and they were also able to find a one-bedroom rental in Puna for the month of June. Their plans beyond that are up in the air.
Just wait and see. There's nothing, how do you plan, you know? You don't know.
An estimated 2,100 Puna residents have been forced from their homes since the eruption began on May 3rd. So what do you do with thousands of displaced residents? That's a task left to a coalition of government and community organizations. Volunteers from nearly a dozen agencies help collect information on community needs at the Information Center in Pahoa.
A lot of times people, individuals who are impacted, had to tell their story more than once, and we wanted to prevent that.
Sharon Hirota helps lead the coalition. She's the assistant housing manager for the county. Hirota says it's hard to say what percentage of evacuees' needs have been assessed, but on average, the coalition has seen an estimated 500 walk-ins a week.
We are taking all of the information and include it into one database, and then we are going to triage based on agencies' responsibilities and what their expertise is, and then reaching back out to these families to provide services.
Outreach worker Shanae Ramos was canvassing the shelters, clipboard in hand, to assess evacuee needs.
Did you manage to get enough of your clothing and important documents out of your home?
Everything's
over there.
Ramos works for Neighborhood Place of Puna. The local nonprofit is part of the coalition.
Some of it has been traumatizing. It's an emotional situation because you're dealing with people who are upset, people who are in shock, people who are just placid in life. Like, they don't understand what's going on. They're completely confused and they want answers.
She says affordable housing is the most pressing need. As lava continues to flow from Kilauea volcano, there's really no telling when the coalition's work will end.
These families need a lot of support. As of right now, life is hard. They don't see nothing, but everything that I worked for is gone. But we have organizations here that are willing to help them rebuild their lives to what it was before. It's not going to be the same, but it's better than having nothing.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.